2FM Mornings
with Laura Fox
Podcast.
Sponsored by Maxall. From kids' lunches to tonight's dinner, you'll find bags more to get you through the week at Maxall.
Now, look, I don't even think I need to preface this by saying that I'm a huge fan of these two lads. They are a regular fixture in our 2FM playlist for the last few years, but now it is time for them to step up and release an album, a full body of work, right? Their debut single is called Happy Tears. It drops the world today, and I am so delighted to have them in for a quick chat today. It's going to be nothing quick about this, lads. It's Ben and Patty from 49th of May.
Yeah. Are we getting on?
Before we talk about ye, can we just please talk about the moment that just happened that producer Kate actually nearly broke her neck getting into the studio. I was like, what's going on? You were in the hallway. Do you want to maybe incite everybody?
We got a fantastic compliment on our facial hair.
Yeah.
Ben and Patty have got mustaches sitting in front of me here.
Yes.
I mean, they're there all the time.
You can't tell us apart.
Marty Whelan just walked past you in the hallway and complimented both of you on your mustaches. And I love how blasé you're being about
this.
And the rest of us are like,
everyone else is looking at us like this should.
We worship the ground that Marty walks on. If he says one good thing about us, we will quite literally talk about it for the rest of our lives. So
that's made my day.
Yeah,
that's
if you can get one of the Marty mustache Christmas decorations now, you know you've really truly made
it.
Lads, how are you feeling today that the album is coming out? You've got a big night tonight in Tower Records, launching it. But Patty, how are you feeling?
Yeah, excited. I'm so happy it's out. It's so long. We've been just waiting for this day and now it's here.
You and me both.
Yeah.
I have really and truly been waiting for this day. Obviously, like, I know everything about you and I talk about you all the time, but I would love for you to, you know, tell everybody how you got together and the story behind it and where the name of the band came from. Ben.
Right. Well, started off a long time ago. We met in school in Kilkenny. Not really too much music going on back then.
No.
Kind of tried it a couple of times. We were doing music on our own. Got together, tried music, didn't work. It was actually awful. The stuff we made, we were like, we're never doing this again. And then one summer we went to Canada with the rest of Ireland.
We all
decided to go over Canada for a summer for the crack. Funny enough, we lived on the street corner on 49th and Main. That's where the name comes from. It's where we made our first songs together. And COVID came and we were like, look, sure, what else would we be at?
Yeah.
We decided to release a bit of music and we haven't looked back since.
But I just find it so funny that it didn't work out initially when you actually wanted to do it.
I feel like we both were just like, I didn't know what I was doing for sure. And it was like, I guess we were only like, 16 or 17 when we did that.
Yeah.
We waited a couple of years. We both went away.
Worked. 2 years.
maybe like three, four.
Yeah.
It felt like we hadn't seen each other for a good while.
Yeah.
And it was so funny when we actually like started doing it. We hadn't planned it at all. We were just like, let's just give it a go.
And that's how the best things happen.
Yeah.
It is no secret that you lashed out songs then. I mean, they were coming thick and fast. There was no stopping you at all. Ben, do you mind actually telling everybody, about your own health struggles? You've been quite vocal online about these and you went through such a turbulent time, but it's the fact that you never stopped the entire way through it.
I honestly, it wasn't even a case of not stopping. It was like, that was what was keeping me going. Was like, I remember the initial decision to release music was kind of spurred on by the fact that I had got diagnosed with an illness, and it was kind of, everything you want to do comes into, you're like, you know what, I'm going to do something I want to do now.
And will you just explain to people what you got diagnosed with?
It was called aplastic anemia. I think it's classified as ultra rare. I think one in a million people will get it. Like, not that many people. Even when I first heard about it, never even heard about it. Mm. So when that happened, kind of was stuck inside a lot, as everyone else was during COVID, but I was kind of doubly stuck inside, wasn't really able to see anyone or anything. So music was a big outlet and a big help for me. And just like the response every time we put out music, anytime I had talked about being sick, the support I got from people was absolutely unbelievable. And it really, really helped. And I just want to say, anyone who's ever reached out or listened to music or said anything nice, thank you so much. It means the world.
And not that you were keeping it under wraps, but you hadn't told anybody about it, you know, for the first couple of years of you guys being together. And then you did share your story online and you shared what you had to do to get treatment wise and how difficult that was. But I think what I was just, we were actually talking about moments that make you well up and cry earlier on. And one of them was at your gig that you did in Whelan's. Ben, you were on stage, or Paddy, you were on stage. And Ben, you were watching the live stream of it from your room, and you were tweaking the whole time and saying, no, this could work better and this could work better.
And it
was those moments where I was just kind of going, oh my God, this is, you didn't stop because you had to make that decision of we're in demand now. So how are we going to go about this?
Yeah, exactly. I remember that summer, where Paddy got we put together a different band because I just wasn't able to do any shows at that time. And we were still I was tweaking it from the bedroom.
Yeah.
And I was dishing out the orders. I was like, do this, do that.
Make this happen.
I was the director from home.
But it's nearly become your superpower as well, Paddy, because it's how you operate when you make music now. You make it in separate rooms and then you can lash it all together. So it actually just goes to show that there's nothing stopping you going to different parts of the world at any point, because you can still make tracks and produce them and get them out.
Yeah.
You're like, no, don't let that happen again. Please let us back in together. How would you describe your music if anybody has never heard it before?
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, that's a very tough question to answer. I feel like, it's like, it's always genre bending and all over the place and just what we were listening to and how we're feeling and what we want to make at that time. Yeah. But I guess if you were to try and put it in a box...
It doesn't have one.
No,
somebody once described it as sunshine music.
That's good. Yeah, I like that.
And I was like, sounds nice.
For me personally, it's something that always puts a smile on my face, you know. Oh. And anything that you've ever brought out is so different from beforehand, but constantly I'm just like, yes, this is so
unreal.
Good. And the first time I ever heard your music was when I was getting a lift back from Independence, and it happened to be with your manager Kerry. And she had played one of your songs on one of your unreleased songs, being like, oh, and then I was like, we'll get more of this stuff on. And she played me the whole album, and I was just obsessed with it from then. Paddy, what are we right in saying that when you went to college, it changed your relationship with music?
A bit. I mean, I just actually wasn't playing as much. I mean, for the first 2 years, I wasn't playing too much. I was busking a bit, but I wasn't really writing that much stuff. And it was only when we went to Canada, then I kind of was like back in writing mode.
You found your pairings, so it worked out for you. There was a quote that said that your album is coming of age soundtrack. Can you talk to me about that?
Yeah, I saw that. I read that this morning as well. coming of age. I mean, we didn't describe it as that. I read that this morning and I was like, oh.
I feel like it's the elements we're talking about in the album, where it's like to do with the past and nostalgia and looking back. But I don't know. Yeah, I guess.
I mean, the soundtrack, my coming of age soundtrack, geez. I mean, it was not anything like this. It was SoundCloud bootleg, just awful music. So, yeah.
Ben, you haven't listened to the album since you finished it.
Pretty much.
Are these more lies?
Like 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
I was on a car journey and it was probably about 2 hours long. And I was like, you know what? I did it on purpose. I was like, because by the time we release a song, you listen to it, could be 1,000 times by the time it fully comes out. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to let myself get excited for this. But then I kind of started getting nervous. I was like, oh, Jesus, is it good?
Yeah.
So I was like, I'll give it a listen. And I was buzzing for it again.
Okay.
I was like, it is great. I was like, I'm going to give myself a compliment.
I love the fact that you decided, you know what? We're going to release our very first album and I'm not going to listen to it in full. I'm just going to wing it and hope that Paddy's got it. You have got an unbelievably busy time ahead with promo. I mentioned about Tara Records this evening. What else is going on? What kind of stuff are you guys doing?
We're doing a pop-up in Kilkenny tomorrow. Yeah, that is tomorrow. And then Galway Sunday. And then it's Limerick, I think, Monday. Cork Tuesday.
Oh, you're going all around the
place. Waterford Wednesday. Yeah,
I
we're
mean, naturally
up and
enough,
down.
You're starting in Kilkenny. That makes perfect sense. And then naturally after that, you would go to your favourite person in the whole entire world's hometown of Galway. So,
that was how you planned this out.
Yeah, absolutely. For anybody who might be knocking around, you know, Kilkenny and Galway and Cork and Limerick, have you got a time or a place, or are we just.
7 o'clock every evening.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's 7 o'clock.
Okay, fantastic.
Sullivan's Tap Room in Kilkenny. That's the first one. And then I think it's Mary Mullins in Galway.
Oh, fantastic. The great space out back there.
Yeah,
so
we're
going to
be in the back. It's
going
to be great.
How do you guys find touring? Because some people love being on the road and then some people just couldn't think of anything worse.
I do enjoy it. It does, I think it takes it out of you after a while, but it's just, yeah, once you get out there on stage, like the energy comes back. Yeah. It's just the traveling that kind of makes you get a bit knocked. It is great crack.
Thank you.
I do enjoy it.
We can't
like,
we can't be getting on radio and saying, oh, poor us, we get to go on tour.
Poor me, I have to go to different parts of the world. I have to sell out all these gigs. Oh no, what an inconvenience to my day, to my 20s. Oh, how dare I have a great time. Suck it up, Paddy.
That's probably what I needed to
hear. I'm delighted that you have Ben on your side, just going like, no, I'm actually not dealing with this. Which leads me imperfectly to this. What are we looking at gig-wise? Have we got anything that... Okay, fantastic.
In September, we got a full... it's up and down the UK and then over Europe as well for the first time. We're going to be in crazy places. Finland, I think. Geez, I think we sold about 6 tickets in Finland.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Sold tickets.
And then we're back in Dublin. We're playing in Vicar Street on February 7th.
February 7th next year.
Next year. Okay. Can't wait for that one.
What are the thoughts about like going into Europe? That must be really exciting.
Yeah, really excited. Yeah. Like, there's some of the gigs have already sold out. The one in Amsterdam already sold out.
Stop it.
Yeah, we're going to like Germany.
That's exciting.
That'll be so
Are you
fun.
Excited about that one, Paddy?
Definitely.
Of course. Like, where do you want to see this go? I know where I want to see 49th and Main, and I know how I envision it, but like, what's it for you guys? Is it, you know, all the way to the top? Are we talking like, you know, main stages of festivals, like big number one singles?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny because like when we start, obviously, you just want anyone to, if you get anyone to listen to the music, it's great. And then a year goes by and you're like, geez, a lot of people are like, maybe we could play EP. And then we play EP and it's like, oh, what the, where do we, what, like, where do the goals, like, where do you end up?
Yeah.
Yeah. So like, obviously, we just want to keep the momentum going. And why not? Why not go for the biggest stages? Why not think of... You know, headline spots and
it's such a city
Grammys.
Yeah,
and
well, this is it. Yeah. But do you know what I mean? Like, this is actually it. It's a silly question to ask. Of course, you want to be in, you know, insanely successful and as successful as you can manage.
Yeah.
Because that is the goal of it. But I think sometimes when you even actually verbalize that, you get excited. Like, you know, you talking about it there, it was like giddy of the thoughts of it.
Yeah.
And Paddy even got excited about it. He thought, you know what, I'll do that gig too. That sounds like it's good fun. Guys, we have got your brand new single, your debut single off your debut album. Oh my gosh, this is just so amazing. It is called Happy Tears. If people do want to come along to Tower Records tonight, if they're in Dublin, is it tickets? Is it knock up? Like, what are they doing?
I'd say, we'll say, look, rock up to the door.
Yeah.
Rock up to the door.
Up. It'll be
and we'll get you sorted.
But tell us, before I actually play Happy Tears, which I'm incredibly excited about.
Yes.
What is Happy Tears all about?
So Happy Tears just kind of we talked a little bit about the illness and kind of a tough couple of years for me. It was the best and kind of worst time of my life. And I'd always kind of like during those times look back and been like, oh, like I took, you know, my healthy years for granted, and like that's such a good time and I want that back. And then when I came out after I had my transplant and I was kind of, you know, back to being quote unquote normal, I was like, oh, I'm so happy right now. Like, I'd love to, I know I'm gonna look back in a year or 2 years time or whatever when tough times come again, because like tough times are always gonna come, and I was like, I know I'm gonna want this moment back. And I was like, how do I just appreciate now? Like, how do I figure that out? And I was like, I just thought about it and it brought me to tears. Yeah. I was like crying, just thinking about how great right now is, and I'm going to want this moment back. And I'm sure people can relate to it. Like, everyone has these feelings. And that was kind of like the spark where I was like, oh, that's like quite a real thing to like write about. And that's where the name came, and we started writing the album after that.
I can't cry on the radio again this morning. So if you'd like to
not again. No.
Shut up, Othi. Do me a big favor. Can you please introduce Happy Tears right here on 2FM from my favorite duo, 49th and Main?
Well, my name's Ben.
I'm Paddy.
We're 49th and Main.
And this is Happy Tears.
2FM Mornings
with Laura Fox.
Podcast.
Sponsored by Maxall. From kids' lunches to tonight's dinner, you'll find bags more to get you through the week at Maxall.